Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I am sporadically a stand-up comedian, and I am the slightly less, but still the host of the aforementioned podcast. Thank you for tuning in to our little podcast. Alongside me here in the southwest corner of our studio slash bedroom is the lovely Melissa Nickerson. Say hi to the people, Melissa.
Hi, people.
Oh, hi, people. She's so sweet. It's true. You're not sweet. I've said that many times before. You are many things. What was it that I said last night? There was,
precocious.
I know. I told you I like you in pink. And you said it matches my rosiness, or it brings up my rosiness, right?
Yes.
And I said only complexion.
I thought I said that.
No.
I thought I said it.
You said it brings out your rosiness.
Yes. I thought I said it. I said in complexion, not personality.
I believe I said that. Oh. But I think maybe you implied it. You might have done the setup and I did the punch. You're so selfless. You do not have a rosy personality. No. You turn it on a little bit for this, but you are sassy.
Yes.
Bossy.
I'm moody.
Moody.
I'm so moody.
Opinionated. Emotional.
So emotional.
So emotional. Mm-hmm. It is, to say it's an emotional roller coaster would imply that there was ever a flat part.
It's straight away.
There's no straight away. There's no climb. It's just all dips. Just the dips and the ups and the downs. But
what about the spins?
It's all spins. And here I am motion sick again. So anyways, everybody, thank you for tuning in to our... been struggling with words. I did you know, I speak professionally. This is literally my job, right? And mm-hmm. I did a video today about the tornado fires.
Yes.
And I realized that there is a word that I struggle. Phenomenon. Uh-huh. Right, so that's how you say it. Now, I said it in the video, phenomenon.
Mom?
Phenomenon, like the Muppets.
Nom.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon. And I did that, and...
Phenomenon.
And people, here's the thing. You do a 4.5-minute video. How many words in there? 1,000? Maybe 2,000? You mess up one. Phenomenon, you dumb... I was like... You're turning into my video. You're tuning into my video. You're following me. This is a free website. You're not a Patreon. You're not paying extra for this right here. And then I replied like, hey, you get what you pay for on this website. And if you follow me for any amount of time, you know that my grammar is not phenomenal. Like
phenomenon.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I messed it up.
But I think that's just funny.
I think it's funny, too. And when I respond to it, it's funny. But also, what I was going to say was, like, I'm not going to re-record the video. Because by the time that I notice that, I'm in the editing stage. And I'm just not going to go back.
Well, you can't recreate. You have to redo it at that point. You can't recreate the lighting and the...
Exactly.
So. It would be so funny if it was completely different time of day and you just wrote phenomenon.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's not even a word that I've really known that, you know, like I've messed up before. But
sometimes when you talk, you know, like anyone talks a lot, you'll just mess up a word, but you just keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no, like, I don't care. You cannot get me. It's like grammar. You cannot get me to care about that stuff. But anyways, guys, we are not here to talk about grammar. We're not here to talk about my bad pronunciation of words. We are here to talk about anniversaries. Guys, Melissa and I celebrated our 16th wedding anniversary this week.
We did.
Normally, there's a light in a live comedy show. You know, people will say, "Oh," and they'll clap and all that kind of stuff. And I celebrated it personally the day of by doing a show and then doing a show the next night as well. But, you know, there's a lot of things that there's a lot of things that you can say about anniversaries. But one of, and I want us to talk about like how our anniversaries have changed the longer we've been married. And how we celebrated this one and how it's changed. And I just think that they start to mean something differently, you know, as you get older. And I think that you just, you're like, when you, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you first, like, I don't know what, I think on our first anniversary, we were still living in our little shack on, on Nickerson Street.
Oh, you know what? That was, I interrupted you, but one of my best friends got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other best friend, they let us use their beach house.
I don't think that was Oregon. Year one.
I think it was.
No, I think in year one, we didn't do anything, or maybe we did whatever we could. And then we ate the cake, right? Because you remember...
The cake was in the freezer.
The cake was in the freezer. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure year one... Listen, we've had 16 of these puppies.
I know. I'm not sure when my best friend got married.
But
I think you're right. I think that was the second anniversary.
Right, right. Yeah. Which was great. That was like our first anniversary trip. And we was real po. And like we were like, we just have to figure... We weren't even making plans... But yeah, they were getting married and they're like, "Oh, you can use your beach house in Cannon Beach." So
yeah, no, it was just a sweet thing.
Very nice. But
her parents were like, "Yeah, they can have it." And I couldn't even get their dryer to work. You know, you're supposed to wash the sheets afterwards. Right. I'm like, I can't even get this dryer to work.
Exactly.
Because I'm a baby.
Because it's been 16 years.
Sheets are wet.
Yeah. 16 years, 16 anniversaries, provided neither of us die. I think the anniversaries are going to go strong for a while. The marriage is strong. Melissa was incredibly moody this week. It barely affected me at all. I was gone. It barely affected you at all. We're rolling with it. We're back to kind of touring a bit. We've been on unemployment for 4 months and we're still pretty happy. Kids have never been worse, behavior. And we're still strong. So I just thought that we could kind of talk about maybe just give some anniversary tips from a veteran marriage, because I think 16 years is considered a veteran marriage.
I would consider that.
And we've passed the average. I think the average, there's the thing
there's
that you
like
hate.
There's like a 7-year itch.
I think there's there's the stat that you hate, that beat the 50% one. What is that?
I do hate that. It's a hashtag. It's like a challenge or like, you know, a couple's, you know, Instagram handle or whatever.
Yeah.
But the hashtag is beating 50%.
Which is so insulting.
Yeah.
Like, I understand what they're saying there, but like, don't.
I mean, neither of our parents are married.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they've both divorced. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, maybe let's not throw a hashtag around. That's pretty painful.
I thought that you said that and I stopped for a second to consider the marital status of all four of our
prospective parents.
Respective parents.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenon. Yeah.
I'm just saying
prospective parents.
To me, I take things too personally.
No, I'm
I think it's offensive.
I think it's offensive too. And I think that it's like it like when you say beat, it means like it to me it comes
like
across
we're
like victorious. And you know, I don't think that all divorces you know, divorce happens. And
yeah.
But how long do you think the average marriage is? I just looked it up.
9 years.
8 years. The average marriage in the United States lasts 8 years. This is the average time from marriage to divorce. The average time between... So actually, the average time between marriage and separation is 7 years. What percentage of first marriage? Okay, because, you know, divorce takes a while. So...
Mm-hmm.
So
well, we had... Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, you go.
Again. We had a crop of friends divorce when they had fourth graders.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like a bunch of people had 8-9-year-olds.
Listen, you know? I'm a child of divorce. You're an adult of divorce. It hits us in different ways. I don't ever want to make light of it. I just make it to the point that if 8 years is till the time of divorce, 7 years from the separation, it's probably about 6 years until the marriage is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer because, you know, so it might have been bad the whole time. But
I don't know.
There's a million This is not an episode of divorce. The point being, I thought that we could give some tips on anniversary celebrations, maybe just to encourage people because I know it's anniversary season. One of them that I would say that we've learned is the day doesn't matter.
No.
The day, maybe that's just an adult thing in general. The day that you celebrate doesn't matter, right? Like, mm-mm. If you can't celebrate something on your specific anniversary day, that's totally fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just do it before, after, plan it.
And do it whenever you have the time off. Because for us, it's never weekends.
Yeah.
Weekends are no mm-hmm. good. Do it the time that you have a comedy trip that routes you nicely to New York or Kauai. You know, the Kauai one wasn't an anniversary one, but it kind of ended up being like, it was a big thing. That's like a middle school thing to me of just like, it's the day.
Right.
It's the day. Uh-huh.
What are you going to do for your girlfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you either got to celebrate before or you got to have a plan in place before.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the day of.
Right. And you haven't talked about it.
Oh, you're not even going to mention it's our anniversary.
Right.
You know? And then that's like where it starts to get spiteful and stuff.
Yes. Oh, here's.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would. So some of this people may disagree with, and that's fine because this is us just figuring out what works for us.
Yeah.
Because what I would say is it is not important to do it on the day. However, I will say, if you're not going to do it on the day and you're married to Melissa, you should do it before the day. It should.
Better have some good plans.
Yeah, yeah. No, but
in
no,
place or before? Or,
no, the plans aren't enough. They have to be over with. It has to be complete. Because then the day of, we're like, hey, happy anniversary. We already celebrated this.
Yeah.
It can't be after the day.
I'm honestly though, I have spent Mother's Day alone with the kids.
Here we go.
You've been on the other coast.
With the tiny little violin, the little sobs.
When
I know.
Were a pastor, like Easter's, and, all that. Hey, like that's just
your boys had some lonely birthdays on the road.
Yeah. Or even
when I'm touring with people, I'm like, you guys aren't who I want to be with. I've had a couple times where I've walked, like three or four times where I've walked onto a tour bus and people like gave me a cake and I was like, it's not doing it for me.
Yeah, you're like, can we just pretend it's not my birthday? That could be the gift.
Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I'm not happy. I'll be really happy for 20 to 50 minutes on stage later tonight, depending if I'm middling or headlining. And then... That's all it's going to do for me. Then I'm going to have a bummer of a FaceTime with Melissa later.
Right.
But sorry, continue on what you were saying.
Oh, or even when you managed the gym. You know, that was all nights and hours and weekends.
Listen,
and holidays.
Life happens. Like, and it's just not that important to make sure you get the thing, you know, we got to get August 14th
or
off
like,
every year.
You know, in the 10th year, you're supposed to get diamond gifts.
Right.
Or, you know...
People are bronze so weird
gifts.
And old that do that stuff. This is the diamond birthday.
That's their thing. But I do feel, though, like they always, they'll be like, so it was diamonds. So we got this type of chocolate that has like a little speck of diamond in it. So it's always like they're making it work, but it's not.
It's not an actual diamond.
It's not a diamond.
Right.
Or like a diamond martini or something.
I've never gotten you diamonds other than... For our wedding, your diamond ring.
Yeah.
And some diamond earrings because we got a family ring that had 5 stones on it. You didn't want 5 stones on it. You wanted 3, and then we turned the other 2 in earrings, which you have never worn. Could you find those right now?
I don't know.
You don't know where those
are? I'm not a jewelry person.
She just throws diamonds. Well, you know, in the words of Ben Harper, you have diamonds on the inside. Diamonds on the inside. I don't have it. It's all Dave Matthews. It's all a weird, the one mock singing voice is a weird mix of Eddie Vedder and Dave Matthews.
Diamonds
on the inside. But you know what you said in there is, I think, of note, though, and this is something that I would say about anniversaries, is that you should do what you want to do. Like, if it's if that stuff's important to you, then do those things. Like, if gifts are important to that person,
that's your thing.
Gifts don't do much for you. I like gifts, but you're bad at giving gifts.
Yes.
And so I've just kind of been like, I'm not gonna get a good gift.
No.
I'm gonna go golfing. Like, or you know what I mean? Like, it's just not your thing. Because you give me the things and I'm like, your heart was in the right place here. You really, you did a thing. And you were like, you did a thing. You'll be like, what does Dustin like? Dustin likes comic books and t-shirts. Here's a comic book t-shirt. And it still kind of misses something. It still kind of misses. It's,
I know.
It's sweet.
I've tried.
Well, you know what I would say, though? Clothes in general. Here's another. This is this is a gift giving tip in general. Like, it's pretty. It's clothes are so personal. So to get somebody something, you're like, oh well, they like this, and you want them to like it, but you're like, it's very unpredictable on what somebody is.
And then they're supposed to wear it like every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very similar to me, and I know this is a very random one. In coffee mugs. I have like a very specific taste and size in coffee mugs.
Yeah.
You gave me that Darth Vader one that 1 year and it was fine. And I was like, oh, this is cool, but it's like too big. And then I do a random gig in Corpus Christi, right?
Yeah.
And it's my favorite mug.
Uh-huh.
It's just there's certain things that are so personal that you're like, okay, well, let's just plan an experience together or, you know, or do things together that we know that we like to do together.
Yeah. Well, which was tricky about this anniversary because quarantine and COVID, we tend to like to go to big cities and like dink around.
Right.
That's usually what we've done the last couple of years.
Right.
We went to Portland 2 years ago, and then we went to New York City. I guess that was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then oh man.
Portland. Okay. So last year was New York.
The year before that was Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we like found antique stores.
I think the year before that, we just did San Diego. It was our friend's wedding, right? Wasn't that Tony's wedding? Was that an anniversary
thing? That
was
my birthday.
Okay, same idea.
Anyway,
I don't know how much of that night you remember.
I don't know. I don't.
What was that? Melissa, what?
I don't remember 3 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm?
You heard what I said. Well, I said,
yo, you guys, there's no judgment. If there's ever a time to celebrate the LaCroix with LaCroix, it's at a wedding. Melissa, I think that we can say for sure that homeschooling has been a challenge. Yes?
Absolutely.
You know what? One thing I'm super glad that we're not doing right now in the midst of homeschooling, preparing our children for the SATs.
Whew.
Could you imagine?
I couldn't.
In addition to everything else going on right now, to be preparing your children for the SATs or the ACTs,
ooh,
a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even take mine. I don't know how to study for them.
Great.
But if I did, if I needed to help my kids right now or I needed to help myself, I'm glad to know that there would be an option, everybody. And that is in Gold Standard Test Prep, our sponsor of Don't Make Me Come Back There. Today, guys, let me tell you a little about Gold Standard Test Prep. It, like I said, homeschooling is an immense challenge right now. There are so many things going on, and you need some help, everybody. Wouldn't it be nice to get some high-quality prep that doesn't break the bank? Well, Gold Standard Prep uses top-scoring tutors to design a personalized online experience. You know me. I like a personalized experience.
Yeah.
Don't give me something vague.
Like a book.
Like a book. That's a good point. Don't give me something that's not here to help me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, I need something specific and personalized. So one thing we know about our kids, all three of our kids are different.
They learn differently.
They learn differently. Mm-hmm. They have different strengths and different weaknesses. And the way that we're going to prepare them for the SATs or the ACTs is going to be different. So personalized online experience for students and starts at just $40 an hour. Their satisfied scholars have earned over $100,000 in scholarship money. That's fantastic. Wow. To top schools. They'll give you the prep that you need to succeed. Hey, there's a chance that you're going to get your money back in this scenario. Maybe your kid gets a scholarship. Mm-hmm. Maybe they go get a job and buy you a condo. I don't know what's going to happen.
That sounds nice.
And guys, of course there's an offer. Because here's the thing. If you're like me, you're like, first off, do I even need to take the SATs? Because that's how I went through high school. How do I get out of this? How do I not? How do I get out of this? Or, you know, you don't know what the name. You go to Gold Standard, goldstandardtestprep.com. Goldstandardtestprep.com. And you use promo code Backseat, all one word, Backseat, and you get 1 free hour of tutoring.
That's great.
And you know what? You know what I hate is when they make you enter in the credit card, like a cancel. Yeah. They don't make you.
What?
They're not even making you put that credit card in. No subscription, right there. So, guys, this is a fantastic thing. Like I said, rates usually start at $40 an hour. You get your first hour for free, free hour of tutoring. Just go to goldstandardtestprep.com and use promo code Backseat. Guys, it's the students, like I said, over $100,000 in scholarship money, average 200-point SAT increase and 5-point ACT increase just by doing this.
Wow.
Don't do it, guys. Mm-hmm. Do it for the children. goldstandardtestprep.com, promo code Backseat. So anyways,
was on my birthday.
What we know so the year before, what we know we like to do is dink around, look, find a coffee shop, look at some new stuff that we haven't seen, go on walks, go thrift shopping, and we knew we were going to be limited, but we also, you see, Melissa's a, because here's the thing about being married to Melissa. Very clunky. It's, she wants a plan. She wants to know that you've planned. She doesn't want to be too tied to the plan. Because there's an element of which you kind of want to discover while we're there too.
Yeah.
You're like beaming right now. You're like, oh, no. I like, get us in an area and we'll kind of figure it out from there. Which is great. Mm-hmm. Like, because you don't want... You want a plan. You don't want an itinerary.
No.
We here's how much this. So we celebrated 16 years this year. So we went to LA. LA is cheap. LA is close. What were you gonna say?
Oh well, picking our destination was super hard for us because I was like, we should do beach because COVID. We can just be outside.
Right.
But we've done beach and we live in San Diego.
We live in beach. Yeah.
And it's a little sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beaches shut down early, and there's not, and it's not like, I mean, there could be like cool antique shop type stuff, but there's also like a lot of just like, it's like cheesy beach stuff, you know, like life's a beach,
and
a lot of like, it's a lot of life's a beach shell paintings.
But most of SoCal, like all they can do is go to the beach.
Right.
So it's very busy.
Yeah.
You know, and crowded.
Yes.
So there's that. We thought about the beach and then you wanted to go to Vegas.
We were talking about Vegas because Vegas is so cheap and I like luxury. Old SNL sketch. Like
I travel all the time.
Like staying in nice hotels. Not when I'm traveling by myself. When I'm traveling by myself, I don't know, I could not care less.
Yeah.
I could not.
Just simple.
It doesn't matter to me. I just want to feel safe. Like I want to feel the main thing to me is as long as the door faces the inside, like I'm fine. Like that's all I really care about. So I don't want it to be too noisy or feel like I'm in too bad of an area. But with you, I like to be like, okay, let's
get the upgrades,
embellish
the upgrade
a little bit.
Or,
I got all these points, you know, I got all this status that I can throw around here. And Vegas was so cheap that I was like, oh my gosh, let's stay at the Cosmopolitan. Let's, you know, let's do all this. And we like Vegas, but Vegas kind of intended to know because one, it's not the best place to go during COVID, right? Because like the casinos are like open and it's
all
touristy, it's all air conditioning. It's not
indoors.
Great.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we like to do in Vegas, which is like shows and stuff, like we like to, like we've been there's a few shows that we've been meaning to go to. That's kind of what I think, in my mind, I was like, oh, well, the last times we've been in Vegas, I've been sitting here fantasizing about like you know, let's go out on our night where we can go see Absinthe or whatever it may be and just go see a show and enjoy Vegas.
Indoor restaurants.
As a couple. Yeah. Yeah, all closed mm-hmm. or even yeah. what is open is a pretty bad idea right now.
Yeah.
And then we kicked around Palm Desert. And then mm-hmm.
And some people love it. You know, like the Instagram world.
Yeah, it's popping a little more than it used to,
like,
right?
It's got all the mid-century buildings. And
mid-century.
succulents. Oh. Cactuses. Oh. The bright
yeah,
colors.
Yeah, it's popping a little more than it used
photos.
To be. Yeah. But why did we decide against that?
We don't like Palm Springs.
We don't like Palm Springs.
It's
so
a terrible
old.
Drive from here.
Well, that's true because you hate mountain drives. And
yeah.
we've just gone on a bunch. Mm-hmm. And
we had been in all the heat on a road trip. And again, I think it's a little sleepy because to me, Palm Springs is like golf
right.
and like fancy
right.
overpriced
right.
restaurants.
Now,
that's just my opinion.
Why would we normally under normal circumstances not do LA?
Because if you go to a city, you get antsy if you're not performing.
Especially a showbiz city,
yeah.
right? And where there's
and you're seeing billboards everywhere.
That was true on this one, too.
And
but yeah.
you're just like, ugh.
So, but there was no shows to do. So I was kind of fine. It was kind of nice. So we went, mm-hmm. but that's, again, what we're talking about is part of the reason this is like tips number 1 through 10. Just know what each other like. Have honest conversations about what each other like. Don't compare. Don't look. Because I do think that, like, mm-hmm. you know, the Instagram anniversary posts, the trips, the da-da-da-da-da,
yeah.
it's all dumb comparison
facade.
Stuff. It's total facade. And it doesn't, it may or may not make them happy. Totally debatable. And mm-hmm. it definitely, definitely won't make you happy. Because that's not
yeah.
your thing. What we did
yeah.
was go stay at a barely occupied Sheraton in downtown Los Angeles. They
yeah.
told us 16% occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
We barely saw anybody there and yet
yeah.
still managed to get a noise complaint. Don't don't think of that as something that it wasn't. We were watching Community too loud. That's not even code for
at
something.
11:30
we were literally.
PM.
I listened yeah. to the TV so loud. I have massive volume control issues. Another thing Melissa has just learned to live with is that when we choose what we want to watch, I hold the volume control in my hand the whole time. The whole time I'm
yeah,
like a little louder,
care.
A little quieter, a little louder, a little quieter. You don't care if any. It might just, you know, someone's kind of doing the volume work for you.
I don't even notice it.
Well,
it's perfect.
I don't like when you don't yeah. hear something and then I'm going to rewind and, oh gosh. So, but I will say, like, and we found a coffee shop nearby
found
that we
a
liked.
Great coffee shop.
We walked there
yeah.
4 or 5 times.
Yes.
You know, we did, we walked through the fashion district, which
mm-hmm.
we kind of, I'd heard about.
Mm-hmm.
It neighbors the jewelry district. Fashion district,
yes.
pretty cool. Jewelry district, super sketch.
Especially right now.
So sketch. And
real close to Skid Row.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Which yeah. is funny because I never knew where Skid Row was. And I looked on the map, it says Skid Row. And you're like, okay, we're all up in it right here. So
yeah.
we did that. And the first day, you know, we spent time together and we went. We found new restaurants. We found
mm-hmm.
a really good Japanese place that we really liked that we could eat outside.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went on a hike. We went to the Mount Hollywood summit and
mm-hmm.
And up to the observatory and then thrift shopped because there was a thrift shop that was open, which is
yeah.
amazing.
We
it was that,
thrift
that
shopped.
On Lo- yeah, and it was a nice yeah. one. It was on Los Feliz and oh the
Silver
night
bef- Lake.
The mm-hmm. night before we went down to we're like, oh, we should go to the beach. Because we actually had kind of a window time. We're like
mm-hmm.
and you and I were like, we've never been to Venice Beach together. We've been.
I still think we were, but we were.
It was
like there for like a minute.
If it was 15 years ago. So,
oh yeah.
So we're like, mm-hmm. oh, we should no longer than 15. I don't even
yeah.
think we were married.
It was like
20 years ago.
17,
so
18, yeah.
We go to Venice Beach and we get there and we're like, this was a mistake. This.
Listen, Venice Beach is
well,
really
I mean,
real divey right now.
Like this isn't an episode on homelessness, and we won't ever do an episode on homelessness. But we'll talk about LA's. Homelessness is not new to us. You know,
no,
we
not on the West Coast.
We fell in love yeah. in Seattle, Washington. We fell in love in downtown Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think of when I think about where our love fostered It was on Queen Anne. It was at Westlake. It was going to the Fifth Avenue Theater. Yeah. You know, it was, you know, going to Pike.
Fremont.
Going to Fremont. Going. We fell in love in downtown Seattle, Washington, and started our marriage on the fringe of downtown Seattle. Very bad homelessness issue in Seattle. Even worse now. Way worse now than we were there. My favorite city on earth is that I've been to is San Francisco, California. Crazy amounts of homeless. We live in San Diego. Lots of homeless. We live across the street from like a public restroom. Lots of transients. You know, we it's homelessness is not something new to me. I was taken aback by the amount of homelessness in LA. Now, not because it's more than I've seen in other places, because it's worse than I've ever seen it. And because I wasn't expecting it. And what LA has is this real contrast of wealth and poverty.
Just, so does Balboa Park area.
That's
really
true.
Nice San Diego.
Yeah, but we're talking about. I mean, Beverly Hills, which you know, there's not homelessness in Beverly Hills, but I mean, the L.A. is the richest of the rich,
right?
And you know, it's just kind of it's like every bridge, right? I mean, it's under every bridge. I mean, it really is like
tents.
Yeah, it's just tents just on every sidewalk. And you know, we went to Venice, and you know, like we were kind of just like imagine being the family from like Davenport, and you're like, we're gonna go to Venice, famous Venice Beach, and getting there like this is a problem. But what I would say is there is almost a utopia amount because, you know, I know people feel uneasy around homeless people, but traditionally and statistically, they're very nonviolent. It's not, they're more of a threat to themselves than they are to you. And like, so you will see like somebody like digging out of a trash can right next to a mural with two girls posting booty pics. I mean, it is right there. Like, just boom, like street artist and, you know, like naked dude. Just by boom, right there. It's crazy.
We
drove down paintbrushes and needles. It's like all of it's just right there.
We had to use the bathroom and we were like, oh no, it's like 7 p.m. 7 p.m. in a beach bathroom.
Oh my gosh. It was one of those bathrooms where I was like, best case scenario is I get COVID. Best case.
You locked your door and I was in the stall next to you. And this guy with like a skeleton mask, like a COVID mask, it was a skeleton, was right outside my door. Yeah. And then my door didn't lock. And then I announced, my door doesn't lock. Oh, no. Do I stay in here and hold the door or get out?
Oh, man. Now, all that to say, while we were there, we found this Venice Liberty t-shirt shop. And they like, and it's like amazing.
So
And that's what LA is. It's not one or the other. It's both. It's right there. So we went to the, you know, that Goodwill the next day. And what I was going to say was, you know, you talked about how we missed the sunset because we were in the shop.
Yeah, we did.
And I was like, that's so us.
We were talking to the business owner.
We were literally, we were talking about his company. We were walking on a beach. We kind of gotten away from the riffraff and we're like, hey, we're walking in the sunset. And then I go, oh my gosh, those are cool t-shirts. And I hadn't finished my sentence. You're like, those are cool t-shirts.
We're like, these are canvas? You got canvas brand?
And we were like suddenly like in there. Yeah, we were talking to him about his business. I was talking about comedy because I was wearing my improv shirt. He's like, oh, I love going to the improv.
We were talking about the retro shirts from the 70s. Oh, he's talking about the designs.
He's like, oh yeah, Andy Dick comes in here and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and we're having a blast. And then we came out, we're like, oh, the sun went down.
And then I had the follow-up thought, oh, the sun is down. We better get back to our car.
Yeah, let's leave. So it's going downhill from here.
What I was going to say, though, and all of that, because then the next day, you know, we messaged, I texted Taylor Tomlinson, and she met up, and she had coffee with us, and then she went to
Urban Outfitters
to return something, and then she fell.
Yes.
She fell. Taylor fell very hard on the ground. She was okay. It was... And
she was totally fine.
And then she was like, I was texting. I'm like, we know. We know what happened there. But she was totally fine. But what I was going to say was, thrift shopping and like not that nice of a beach and like a hotel downtown and, you know, like meet, you saw another person on your anniversary and da da da. All that is stuff that people would be like, that's not, I would never do that for an anniversary, but we would. That's the point.
Yeah.
Anniversaries mm-hmm. are for you. Mm-hmm. Anniversaries are, and the longer you're in them, this is what I would just encourage people to think about. Just like, what are the things that you want to do on your anniversary? Because, you know, what are the things that you love? What are the things that, you know, make you guys happy? And you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it took me a little bit, but when you worked at Outback Steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
When we like were dating.
I like that you put the full thing.
Yeah.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse, mm-hmm. when we were dating and when we were first married, we would eat there because you get like half price,
mm-hmm.
which was great.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went to other restaurants, I was like, you're not even, you're watching all the bussers.
Right.
You're watching the wait staff.
Yep.
You're timing everyone.
Right.
You know, like, that table's taking forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, why are we having this like expensive meal? You're like not here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not personal. You just can't focus.
No.
And so people that like pull yeah. Facebook, what's the best restaurant? We're going to go to it yeah. for our anniversary. That's your thing. Awesome.
Great.
It's not our thing.
28 minutes tops in a restaurant for me.
Yeah.
Before I'm like, next step, what are we doing next?
Yeah, it's not our thing at all.
No.
And sometimes we will go to nice restaurants, but a lot of times we're just like, ah.
If you ever...
like, I'll change my mind last minute and order something random.
Say you ever have a dinner with me for some reason. For some, maybe you win a competition. It's not a great competition, but you win it. If you're like,
dinner with Dustin
I get to spend a day with Dustin or a night with Dustin. If you take me to like, you're like, this is the fanciest, nice, don't. It's
restaurant
totally wasted
in town.
On me. It's totally wasted on. Will I like it? Sure. Absolutely. Will I like it that much more than I like Outback? Probably not. Probably not. Like, it's the, remember I told you that it's the national park thing.
Okay. Moab.
If the view up
Arches,
there,
yeah.
If the view up there is a 10, the view down here is an 8. And that's a lot of work to go from the 8 to the 10. And that's how I feel about fancy restaurants. The price difference between the 10 and the 7, or if it's the 10 and the 6, it just doesn't, it's not a big enough gap for me. It's like my, mm-hmm. Don Friesen, he was one of our first front seaters on the podcast. He told me this years ago. He said, as a comedian, all you're trying to do is get to Courtyard Marriott's. That's all you want to do. You just want to get to that level where you're staying in Courtyard Marriott's. He goes, because the difference between the Motel 6 on the side of the road, between a Courtyard
at
Marriott,
the airport, yeah.
that chasm, that like enormous
divide mm-hmm.
is so much greater than the Courtyard Marriott to the Four Seasons that you
yeah.
don't care about the luxury. And that's totally how we get to a point where you're like, listen, this is as fancy as I need it to be. And for our hotel, we stayed in a Sheraton. Sheratons are fine. Sheratons are a little... and then we had some free points to it and upgrade. Now I'm not knocking a Sheraton. You will never hear me knocking a Sheraton. The only reason I'm staying at Sheratons is because Marriott's purchased a lot of hotels in the last 24 months. And mm-hmm. I know a lot about travel. Makes me very helpful, as you pointed out.
Yeah, so, you're fun to travel with. You get all these tips and tricks.
I know things. Mm-hmm. So all that to say... do what you want to do. Don't worry about the day. Do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Find the things that you enjoy. Because to me, that's what it is. If you enjoy going out to the meal together, then go out to the meal together. If you don't want to go out to the meal, don't go to the meal. Some people want to stay home. I bet that's a great thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're just like, boom,
save
I just want to
money.
Stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If gifts are a thing that are important to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
they're not as important to me anymore. I don't know. That's it.
Still like them.
I do, but you know, the anniversary, to me, giving a gift on an anniversary, it doesn't even feel right because it's not your day. It's not my, it's our day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
As
like
two of
it's
you.
The two of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get yourself something together. You know what
right.
I mean? I think
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. Like, to me, I would be like, why am I getting you an anniversary thing? And why are you getting me an anniversary thing? First off, like, this is our money together. It's not
right.
like one of us made this big financial sacrifice yeah. to go do that. Because if I don't like it, I'll be like, you just spent how much on that? I'm not going to enjoy this. But then, you know, it's more like, yeah, doing something together. It's not your birthday.
That's just our thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of people don't do getaways that often. That's something that we prioritize.
When we can.
I know. But some people, there are people that, like, have never stayed away from their kids.
Right. Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, we didn't for a while, and now we kind of are addicted to it. Remember, because when we did Kauai, which was the first big, and that was almost 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
I think it was three falls ago.
It'll be 3 years in October since we did Kauai. And that was the trip of a lifetime. I was still working at the rec center. I got an email from Rick, and he said, Dustin, I want you to come do a gig in Kauai. And I was like, that's crazy. He's like, I can't pay you very much, but I can take you, I can fly you and your wife out, and you guys can stay for free as long as you want. And I was like, well, now we're talking.
And then you were like, okay, like two nights. And he was like, you got to make it longer.
Yeah, he's like a week. And I was like, okay, four nights.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I was like, oh, we could come out for a day or two. He's like, I don't think you really understand how Kauai works.
Yeah.
It's like a 7-hour flight. I don't think... And he was right about that. But that was like a whole thing where we flew my sister down to come watch
and her son
to come watch the kids.
And then your dad was here too.
She
had to take one of our kids to the ER. Well, I guess someone had a infection.
And now we're like, who's around? Who is like?
I have a funny story.
Yes.
A year ago, you performed on Broadway, you know, and not in a Broadway play, but comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the week school was starting.
Right.
Right. So you traveled a lot last summer.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the kids all prepped for school, like everything. Everything was set up. And I had to wake up at like 3 a.m. to fly to New York City and
New York City.
And Gloria woke up and she was like, I don't want you to go. I'm scared.
Which would be, you would not expect that from her. And the sitter was already here. You weren't just leaving her in the middle of the night.
She's kind of like that at night.
Right, right.
But anyways, it was like one of those like terrible moments where you're like, oh my gosh, like, the Uber is almost here.
Right.
My suitcase is in my hand. And I don't know. The kids kind of do that to me. I mean, I don't work outside of the home full time.
Like, right.
They didn't go to, you know, daycare all that often, you know.
Right.
Like some preschool and stuff. But those moments where you're just like, I got to go.
Yes.
Because
see you.
I have been working on this like my whole life.
It is one of those sweet moments. I had a moment with Claire today while we were working. While I was like working, and she's like, "I want to cuddle," and I'm like, "That's nice. I have to work. I love cuddling. I cuddle with you all the time. I'm a like an A+ cuddler of a dad. Go away." And on those type of things, yeah, the kids were like a little sad. We actually played this really nicely because the sitter stayed the night before, and we just said, "Hey, when we get up," we told the kids no screens till we leave.
Yeah.
And then
so they
were
like, bye.
See ya. Let me get you out of here.
You're like, are you leaving yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other anniversary tips would you say, Melissa? So far, we've said don't worry about the day.
Uh-huh.
Don't compare. Don't worry about what other people are doing for their anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do what you want to do. Don't, you know, figure out the things that make sense for you and your boo. What other anniversary tips would you be?
I like to try something new, like go somewhere new. Or
something new, something old.
Something borrowed, something blue. So we try and go to different places that we haven't been or, you know. I mean, we did a lot of Vegas years simply because, like, Vegas in August is the cheapest place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like 117.
It used to be, at least. It's more expensive.
So we used to do like a Monday, Tuesday night, because it's the cheapest night.
Yes.
We'd get on Expedia.
Priceline.
We're talking like $80 hotels, you know, off the strip. That was our budget.
Yeah.
You know? And then
$80? $20. Like
$20. We weren't staying at Circus.
No. I would get down like the $29 a night, and then the extra like $15 for
like
the resort
fee. Name your price or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'd be like, Hera's. And you'd be like, I get, do they got a room? We'll be there.
Yeah. So like, and we'd go midweek for the discount. Yeah, you just, whatever you got to do. But that was, we wanted to get away, you know.
We definitely found out, what shifted for me? Because we've had this debate about what you prefer, and I feel like it's changed. Do you prefer experiences or a thing? Because I feel like it used to be you're like, the experiences aren't worth it. But now,
do you mean a trip? What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean by a thing?
What would you, like a physical thing? What would you rather spend money on, an experience or a thing? Like an item?
I mean, probably an experience.
Right.
Like we're not like retiling our kitchen.
No.
You know,
no,
like, I mean, that, I don't know if that, yeah. Is that what you mean?
Or? Well, I just mean like, buying you something, like something.
Oh, like a car.
I don't have the specific
something.
Thing. Okay. I'm just saying a thing in general. Stay with me, Nickerson.
I'm a mess. An experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's particularly getaways, which are nice. We had some old friends, the Mackies, up in
Seattle,
and they did like a monthly night away. I thought it was like a monthly night away, like just like a night at a hotel or something downtown, and then like a quarterly getaway. I think it might have been that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Sounds great.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I get a lot of, the thing with my job is I travel so much that sometimes I'm like, I would love to be home. All of home sounds really nice. I would like to watch some Community and drink some LaCroix with you this evening. But again, find the thing that works for you. Other tips. Do you have any more that jump to mind? Anniversary tips of what you would recommend, from our 16 years of...
We did something that we would have never done. Well, we are working on it. We're working on hiking more.
That's an example of trying things new. I think that's good. Go outside the box a little bit because there is a sense of mundaneness if you just keep doing the same things over and over.
We've had such a fun time like running together during quarantine. And so we were like, but what about our runs?
What about our runs? And then we looked at downtown LA. We're like, not here.
Yeah.
This... does not seem like the idea.
And then Silver Lake, if you've ever been to like a real lake that you can run around.
Right.
You're like, that's not super cool either.
Yeah. Good restaurant. That good little hipster touch.
Yeah,
the food
great.
The food options in LA are so good. You're just, it's so like cliche, but you're just be like, oh, where are we here? Oh, there's 11 amazing options. Fantastic. Let's go.
Yeah.
And the coffee options. It was very easy. It was very easy to find a douchey coffee shop wherever we were.
Like, if you need a $10 smoothie,
right.
LA is your place.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The other thing that I would say, and this would be the last one, is, even though I think the other ones we said are more important, is, I would say with anniversaries, take what makes sense. Take what's given to you.
Mm-hmm. That's what we always do.
Yeah. Don't force it. If you can only do a night, then do a night. If you can only do a dinner, then do a dinner. Like, it's important to prioritize. But you also can't get caught up in comparing your previous things because last year we had 4 nights in New York City. We knew it as it was happening. This is going to be the biggest and the trip of a lifetime is what we've called it. We've had we've only had 2 trips like this in our 20 years together, like New York and Kauai. We've had nothing else that even compares anything like that. This one we're like, we're going to drive 2 hours north.
Yeah, I wanted to be close. I didn't want to go far.
And we're not going to do much because of COVID. You know, we're going to relax. We're going to spend time in the room. We're going to spend time
sleep
near
in.
The hotel. We're going to sleep in. You just take kind of what is given to you. And what was kind of given to us and all these things, like, hey, we're not going to get on a plane anywhere. We can't do something bigger, you know. And I think that that's kind of like what COVID is a lot in a lot of ways right now anyways. You just kind of take what's given to you. You know, you don't like, because we were talking about in October, originally, and the kids don't know this, originally in October, we were going to take the whole family to New York. Obviously, that's off the table.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about going to, you were going to go to
Detroit,
Michigan and Cleveland with me, two cool clubs, two cool cities. We're going to go play, and all, you know, those got canceled, and now I'm like, backyard tour it is. which, by the way, if you're in Oklahoma City, I'm going to be there this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at Bricktown Comedy Club. Go to DustinNickerson.com/shows to check that out. But, so just take what's given to you. Don't force it. Don't compare your previous trips.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning into our podcast. We appreciate you guys so much. If you haven't already, checking out our Patreon, please do. Patreon.com/don't make me come back. There, a way to give a little more and get a little more from the podcast. You guys are the best. Hang in there. We will see you next Tuesday.
All right.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.